Okay, so if everyone can listen up, here's the... Oh, our extras. The story is...
This January, 20th Century Fox presents...
A bank has been robbed in Surfers Paradise. Police have positively identified the man that lives here, and he's just a kind of regular guy. He's a driving school instructor. So everyone's come here because it was quite easy to find out, you know, his address. In this scene, his wife turns up in the car. So she turns up. She'll come through here. You'll need to park. One of you should step forward, and the car will drive into here, and you all crowd in behind her.
It's a heist film. It's a family that's dealing with, you know, dreams that they're trying to make reality. That's created a little bit of internal strife, you know, because everyone is pushed financially to get that dream happening, and there's disappointment, and then this John Cusack's character comes in and puts that much more pressure on them, and then they realise, well, hang on a minute, it doesn't matter what our profession and our money in the bank is, it really matters that we love each other. And so it's a bit of a love story and a getting back to the family values.
In the movie event, 18 years in the making.
The reality is, internationally, unless you can showcase it in a cinematic way, your sales don't really work in the rest of the world. It is about your high-profile actors. John Cusack...
She does this thing in bed when she can't get to sleep. She kind of half moans and then rubs her feet together an equal number of times. It just kills me.
And Thomas Jane. There are US stars that came with our pre-sales, and it's the reason why we're all employed, including myself. Then we have Zoe Ventura, Carol Burns, Bob Newman. Carol Burns, the scene was just... She was a star in the early days of Prisoner. Ah, hilarious.
You can't keep your trap shut for 2 seconds, can you?
Damon Garvey, Christopher Morris.
But the one thing they didn't plan on.
So, Ben, I can't help but feel a bit of expectation at this point. I know, I feel quite nervous, and I don't know why. I think it's because I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, I think we're over here with the media scrum. Got your microphone, can pretend to know how to use that thing.
I think I can pretend to be a journalist. I've done it once or twice before, Rach.
These cops look pretty real.
You guys start here.
Yeah.
You're here. You should go, she's here, and rush
right
out.
Towards.
And
rush
that's
out
the
in
cue
front of
for everyone else to
sure.
sort of push out on the
right
road.
Right up to the car, right up to it.
I get right up. Yeah.
Anyone, too, with cameras here, as the car comes through, do that normal, you know, up to the window, trying to get a photo of the daughter, the wife. You know, you've sort of seen it on TV. You know what they're like. Everyone here is desperate for news about this regular driving school instructor who's just robbed a bank. And you really want to get the story, the scoop.
So this is our first call to come and be extras, and we got this really professional, detailed-looking call sheet in the mail. What's the process like for an extra?
Extras, you'll be... Because we wanted real-looking reporters and paparazzi.
Ouch.
That's you guys, and apparently there was a film last year where Brian Trenchard-Smith directed Deception, and he told us that he'd actually had real reporters there, so the call went out.
And so how much screen time am I expecting to get here today, do you think?
Half a second. As much as we can give you. I'm not really sure. It depends how this scene ends up playing out. Probably... Maybe a 30-second scene, maybe.
It's action all stations now, Rach.
Stand by. Okay, action all our extras, quizzing the police, talking about what's happening.
She's here.
Get in.
Yes, I have you accessed being frozen